fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia, how are you today?
Oh, I'm okay. The cat keeps waking me up.
Oh, Piggy.
Oh, Piggy.
At 5 a.m.
No, that is no good. That's no good, Piggy. You're going to have to sort that one out.
She's getting fresh.
She's getting
terrible.
Fresh. She's getting too big for her boots. What are we talking about in the world of words today, Amelia?
We're talking about rural folk today.
Rural folk. Okay.
We're talking about vaguely derogatory terms for people from the countryside.
Oh dear, are we about to get cancelled here at BFM?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Mainly because I don't think people in the countryside listen to the radio or have access to the internet, so...
Oh, God.
So what? How did you end
I'm
up
sorry,
this?
You
I walked
you set
us
that
into
up
that
for,
there.
For
I did.
Me. I'm sorry. I've never been to the countryside, but I imagine it's very nice.
How did you end up in the world of countryside derogatory words? So that's where I want to know before we get stuck into this. How did you come across this?
So this comes from a personal query that was sent to me by friend of the show, Chris Cudby.
Oh, hey, Chris Cudby.
Who wanted to know where yokel comes from?
Oh, good question, Chris. Where does yokel come from? Well, we're going to get to that in a minute.
I think we're going to start with that.
Okay, true.
So what would be your guess?
The thing that goes on I'm going to show my city girl ignorance here, but isn't a yoke a thing that goes on a cow or maybe a horse? I don't really know. Isn't it some sort of work thing?
It's you put it on around a bullock's neck in order to help pull the plow.
Secret
yeah.
option number three.
See, I do know about rural things. That was a hilarious gag earlier. my uncle was a farmer. So it could be that. It's probably not that.
Okay.
Maybe it's something about locals, because people talk about, oh, you're not from here, you're not a local. It could be a corruption of that. Probably not that either. So people do argue a lot about what it actually means, but there are two kind of main theories.
Okay, I'm ready.
Theory number one, I'm going to start with the theory that I don't think is true. Theory number one is woodpecker based.
Okay, not where I was expecting we would go, but yes. Okay, woodpeckers.
So a yokel is like an English dialect term for a certain kind of green woodpecker.
Oh, yeah? Like woodpecker? Woodpecker? Oh, that's an American woodpecker, eh?
Yeah, yokel is a British woodpecker through and through. voted Brexit, all that. So there's this idea that maybe people from the cities were comparing countryside people to these small green woodpeckers.
Oh, I mean, that's a bit rude, isn't it?
You say that. Why? This is what I don't understand.
Well, it feels a bit patronizing, doesn't it? Oh, you're a nice little green woodpecker man over there, you know? It's just a bit, like, condescending.
Yeah. It is condescending, but it's also kind of loving in a way that I feel like yokel.
Yeah, maybe isn't.
Isn't to the same extent.
How would we define yokel? It's how, you know, what's the sort of derogatory underbelly? It's sort of like a bit hicky. Is that the kind of implication?
Well, we'll get to that as well. Just an unsophisticated country person.
Okay, right.
And it's not actually as old as you might think. So it only comes from the 19th century. That's our first instances of it.
So you don't believe in the woodpecker one. What is the theory you're more inclined to agree with?
Well, I mean, so there are some insults that come from birds, you know, like bird brain, you're a turkey, you know, don't be a chicken. But I feel more strongly about the other theory,
okay,
which is a name-based theory. So do you remember when we talked about hobgoblins?
I remember the hobgoblins well. Yes, I do.
And what is a hobgoblin?
They're a little country goblin, aren't they? Or a little country... Oh, now I'm probably getting the hobgoblin.
No, that's totally right. And they are that because they're Robert Goblin.
Oh, that's right. Robert the Goblin.
And hob is like a kind of a country-fied, diminutive form of Robert.
Hob. Old Hobby. Hobgoblin.
Just like Hick, contrary to what you might have heard, there are some bizarre American theories about, oh, this guy was really into hickory wood. No. It's a diminutive, like, rural form of Richard. And so you would call someone from the countryside a hick because they're like, that's like a name that you would hear out there that you wouldn't necessarily hear in a rural place.
That's so interesting. I've got to say, this is probably too much of a tangent into names here, but I'm always fascinated by how you can extract a name like Hick or Dick out of Richard. It just, where does that sound come from? That's maybe a question for another time, but just putting it out there. Just as a point.
I'm going to have to look deeper into that one, I think, because I have been wondering about that as well. and so Rube is also this, because Reuben is a kind of like a traditionally more a bit of more of a country name.
So to call someone a Rube is to say you're a country Reuben.
Yeah, basically to say you're kind of like an unsophisticated rural type. I love that from Reuben we've got a word for unsophisticated people and a word for sexy fat ladies.
Covering all the bases with that particular name.
I mean, two of my favourite kinds of people, to be fair. So it's probable if you don't. You can subscribe to the woodpecker theory if you want. I'm not gonna be mad. But it's probable that Jokel is a German version of Jacob. Jokel with a J, obviously, but they pronounce their J's like Y's.
Yes.
So it could be from the
country
German.
Jacob.
Country Jacob is
wow.
Jokel.
So I'm getting here that the key theme that's coming through is that country itself for a city slicker is synonymous with being a bit quaint and a bit naff. So actually a lot of the rudeness comes from people just being rude about the country full stop rather than the other way around, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I mean there's a lot of like classism thrown in there.
Oh yeah.
And I mean like, and I think it's interesting as well that we've got Some of these seem very kind of like English, inherently English, and some of them are coming from overseas. Like if you prescribe to this Jacob theory of where Jokel comes from, because bumpkin comes to us from Dutch.
Ooh, ah. I always thought bumpkin was like a pumpkin thing.
Yeah, like a cute pumpkin.
Yeah, you're like a little bumpkin. Yeah.
It comes from bommekin, meaning little barrel.
Or oh,
it's kind of related to little tree just because of that's like the derivation of barrel and it's not important. But basically it's like kind of a little, like a dumpy little round country person they look like a little barrel.
Oh yeah. Again, that kind of sits in the woodpecker slightly patronizing land.
Oh, they're all extremely, I told you this was going to be derogatory terms.
Yes, you did. You did lay that out plainly at the start.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you know, there's a lot of kind of like vaguely classist, like I think Bogan probably fits into a similar category as this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't used to have suburbs, so we didn't have a word for it. I'm going to have to talk about suburbs sometime because that word makes me feel very stressed out.
Suburbs.
You don't call it an herb.
Yeah, that's true. That is
anyway.
True. Anyway.
Oh.
We really
because
need
it's
to...
suburban. Anyway, sorry. I've had too much coffee this morning, so that's why I'm kind of going off on one.
And
I'll
Piggy
talk
woke
about...
you up at 5 a.m. We'll blame it on Piggy the cat.
She's dastardly. So I'll talk about one more thing.
All right.
Just because I thought it was interesting. So you might have heard the term the boondocks.
Yes.
I have, but essentially... I couldn't really tell you anything about it.
It essentially means a similar thing to like the sticks, like way out in the kind of like
the
misc far off. Yeah, the wops, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
and boondock actually comes from Tagalog.
Oh, really?
Which is extremely interesting because we don't get a lot of words in English.
I think that might be the first time on Word Salad that you've told us that Tagalog is where it came from.
I think it may be the first. And so it comes from this Tagalog word meaning mountain.
Oh,
and so
wow.
I don't know a lot about the geography of the Philippines, but I guess they have mountainous rural areas, because when it got translated to English, it became more misc than mountain. Not true, really anything okay. to do with mountains, just not city places, country places, far off places.
Are you wiping your computer down?
Oh my god, could you hear that?
I can hear that right inside my ear.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My screen was a little dusty.
Fair enough. I feel like we got some free ASMR there, so thanks for that.
But I would like, if the listeners know any similar words that describe people from the city.
Oh yes, we need a part two.
To hear them, because I've had trouble tracking any down. Like, city slicker is not that.
It's pretty easy to work out how that one came about.
Yeah, it's also like kind of goofy. Like, it's not as. Call someone a city slicker, it's not the same as calling someone like a yokel.
Yeah. Mm. If you call someone a city slicker, it's probably you're laughing with them as much as you. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't have the same sort of sting in it.
Yeah.
We've had another question about names as well, maybe to add to the list with Richard and Dick. Someone said that they've always been puzzled by John and Jack being used sort of in the same as the same name, yeah. basically. I would be fascinated to hear about that too. Maybe we need a sort of how did these names all come to be moment at some point.
Yes, okay. Yeah, sure. Let's maybe next week we'll talk about nicknames.
Okay.
Get a good amount of derogatory terms for people from the city.
So we want to hear your derogatory terms about people from the city. I'm slightly regretting already opening that floodgate there.
Yeah.
Smoke face.
Keep,
I don't know.
Incoming. and also your sort of weird nicknames or names that you don't really understand how it means the same name, because there are a few of them out there. Text them in on 5395. Thank you, Amelia, for bringing us derogatory country terms today. Thank you, Chris Cudby, for setting us off down this path. You've picked us a Camera Obscura track today. Let's Get Out of This Country from the album of the same name. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I hope no one felt too offended. I have nothing but the utmost respect for the country people.
Indeed.
Find a cathedral city you can convince.
The text machine just feels like people are hurling insults at us, but I know that we actively asked people to send us City Slicker insults. One really nice message, though, from someone saying, love Amelia's segment, highlight of the week. It is a lot of fun. Thank you for that text. We've had a few texts about yuppies being good ones. Jaffa. I mean, it's self-explanatory, but it still hurts.
Yeah.
Someone said that they grew up in the country and they would refer to city people as a cuss word starting with W. Now I am a proud W. I think I know. It rhymes with anchor, eh? Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about. We've also had Rowan text in and say, as an 80s Coromandel bumpkin, that loopy was a word that they used for city people. Good to know. Thank you, Rowan. We'll pass all of these and the other ones that you're texting through on to Amelia, and we might do a part two of City Slickers for next week.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.